Tobacco giant Philip Morris is under fire for anti-smoking ads as it's promoting e-cigarettes and other new technologies. Health charities like Cancer Research UK are accusing the firm of staggering hypocrisy, as 87% of their business still comes from standard cigarettes. Well, a month ago, I spoke to the firm's corporate affairs director, Mark McGregor, about their ambition to be smoke-free. He's back with me now in the studio. Mark, thank you for joining me once again. When we first spoke a month ago, I asked why, as a company, you didn't just stop making cigarettes. You claimed then customers would just go to your competitors, to other brands. Does that still strike you as a good argument?
Yeah, I think so. And we've been slightly surprised by the criticism, to be perfectly honest, because we've made designed a bold campaign which is designed to help smokers stop smoking. And as you said, when we talked before, I explained that our focus of our business is to move away as quickly as we can from cigarettes to alternatives like e-cigarettes and heated tobacco.
But not only are you still making the money from cigarettes to actually, you know, fund the research and fund the campaigns and fund the products, also your market are ones you're marketing new products, vaping, e-cigarettes, etc., to people who have nicotine addictions because of cigarettes.
Yes, and we're always very, very clear that for those concerned with their health, quitting is always the best option.
No, hang on, let's acknowledge that for a second. You're marketing products to people who have a nicotine addiction because of cigarettes that you're selling.
Yeah, of course, and we acknowledge that. We acknowledge our responsibilities in that area. But we also have to live in the real world where people, of course, find it difficult to give up cigarettes. And so for us, having developed and spent more than £3 billion in developing alternatives, e-cigarettes, heated tobacco and other products that will no doubt come down the line, we think it's the right thing for us to do as a company to try to work as well as we can to find novel, innovative ways to encourage smokers to give up. And that's actually what our campaign is all about. It's designed to provide both the support that smokers say that they actually want to help them to make the best decision about which alternative way they can find to give up, and actually provide them with the facts. And one of the most important facts in the UK is that half of smokers do not realise that alternatives are less harmful than cigarettes. And that's one of the things that our campaign Hold My Light is designed to achieve.
Are you putting these kind of facts and this kind of ad campaign into your markets around the world?
Well, look, it's the first time we've done this anywhere in the world. And a lot of Philip Morris international affiliates, like in the UK, are looking at this campaign with great interest. If it works here, I've absolutely no doubt that it will be taken up by the company and adopted elsewhere. You know, the ambition that we have set out to ultimately stop selling cigarettes is not just something for the UK or even the developed world. It is a global ambition for our company. Whether it's this campaign or other campaigns, I can imagine other parts of the world, our company running campaigns that have this kind of ambition.
The kind of products that you're pushing for now, so not cigarettes, but heated tobacco and other technologies like that, is there a market within people who have never tried a cigarette? Because presumably that's going to be where your growth is going to come in the future.
Well, interestingly, all the evidence so far in the UK is that the take-up of e-cigarettes is almost exclusively amongst smokers. It's less than 5% of e-cigarette users are those who haven't used cigarettes before.
Will you be marketing to them more aggressively?
Our focus is on, and that's what this campaign is about. It simply is about trying to encourage smokers to make the transition. There's no part of this campaign that is addressed in any way to go to those who don't already smoke. And it makes sense because, look, there are still 7.5 million smokers in the UK, but there are now 3 million vapers. But that number of 7.5 million is still very large. And so we think we've got a job to do in helping to persuade those people to try and give up.
But where do you see the company's trajectory here? Because if you are marketing new technologies to smokers, if the number of smokers is not increasing because you are not going to be promoting, you know, new, more cigarettes, etc., then presumably that's a company in managed decline.
There are a billion smokers worldwide. It's a pretty big market for us. And just to give you the facts, so we launched our IQOS heated tobacco product just a few years ago, and already it accounts for 13% of our revenue. Now, of course, that still, as you rightly say, means that 87% of our revenue comes from cigarettes. But that's 13% within 3 or 4 years. So we believe that our company has set its course and that our commitment to going smoke-free is going to happen as soon as practically possible. And one of the reasons why it's actually made more difficult is actually nothing to do with us. It's to do with the fact that in many parts of the world, while cigarettes are always available, alternatives like e-cigarettes are often banned. And so one of the things, ironically, we are trying to do in those different parts of the world, from Thailand to Australia and other countries, is to persuade the government that, yeah, OK, if you allow cigarettes, surely it makes sense to ensure that smokers have the choice of a range of alternatives.
Yeah, I mean, planning ahead for the future there from the company perspective. I mean, finally, Mark, before I let you go, charities themselves have come out against the campaigns that you're running in the UK. Health charities, ASH. I mean, how does that actually work as a company? I mean, doesn't that make it seem that you should stop running the campaigns?
No, as I said, we've been quite baffled by their criticism. We think that this is a campaign which is specifically designed to provide information and support to smokers. And our aim is to... I mean, imagine tomorrow that there were no more smokers. We would love that to happen. Of course, there will be some benefit to our business, we hope, as some of those people end up using our alternative products, but it would be good for society. And in that, I think we can agree with whoever it may be, whether it's government or those charitable organisations.
If you're going to talk about good for society, you can't also say that stopping selling cigarettes is purely a business decision because people would go to your competitors. If it's a moral stance, then stop selling cigarettes.
No, it's just a reflection of reality. As it happens, I believe that this campaign will end up being good for society because a lot of people end up stopping smoking altogether. But some of them, those who cannot quit, will end up switching to alternatives. So I believe that's the right decision for our business as well.